Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Eric. I just wanted to come to you again. Next episode of Minority Give Back. We're talking about budgeting, finance, financial literacy, and everything in between. It's been some crazy times. When recording, I try not to timestamp my messages because I never know when someone's going to listen to it. But unfortunately, there's a global pandemic happening that is, there's no way to escape it. And so as a result, this is being recorded during that time, and I want to have my messages or the conversations be relevant to these times, because these times are real. And so with that being said, I'm going to say, you know, coronavirus, or COVID-19, it is happening. It's something that the entire world is dealing with, and this is going to make history. And in this time, I want to take a moment and just encourage you, wherever you may be, wherever you are right now, it has affected the entire world. There isn't a country, I don't believe, that hasn't been affected in some way. The global economy has been literally on a standstill or shut down in many different ways. And even though some countries are now starting to come back to life, life will not be the same. And so I wanted to actually come to you right now and, one, give you an encouragement to say, hey, this is not the end. It's going to be a long trial run, but this is not the end. But more importantly, wanted to just encourage you to say, this is a great opportunity if you take the time. I was reading a quote from a guy, and he said, if you don't, after COVID-19, after this all, like when things get back and running, if you don't come out with a new skill, with better understanding of what you need to be doing in life, with a better perspective of who you are in life, if you don't do those things, you are living under a rock. And what he meant by that was, it's really simple. A lot of times we say we don't have enough time to do this. And I've actually even made that excuse myself, dealing with trying to learn a new language and trying to do different things. I've made that excuse myself. I don't have enough time. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And now, as most of you all are, I believe, if you're in a developing country or in a, let's say, a first world country, we are in some form of a lockdown or shelter in place command, where we can't really go out about our lives and communicate and interact with others and things. And so it forces us to kind of really slow time down and do things. And how do we budget time? You know, one thing that we can't gain more of, the one thing that we can only spend what we have, and we don't even know how much of that we literally have as humans, how do we take advantage of the opportunity to budget our time correctly? Yeah, while I'm talking about finances, and it is important to understand finances, budgeting your time is just as important, if not the most important thing you can do is to budget your time. I was reading a book, and it was saying, 10 distinctions between the rich and between a millionaire and the middle class. And it's interesting because in that is, and this is something I've learned over the years, people with wealth spend their time differently than people that don't have anything or that have little to nothing. They spend their time differently. And while it looks like they have more time, they don't. They spend their time doing things differently, and that time affords them better things. They don't spend their time wasting money. They don't spend their time wasting it on like TV or, and I'm not saying TV is bad, it's not bad, but they don't waste their time doing things that is simply bleeding out and not contributing to their life. And as a result, they maximize the time that they do have. The same thing with budgeting. If you look at money the same way, if only thing you did was to spend, but you didn't actually earn, at some point you'll be broke, and then at some point you'll go negative, and bankruptcy is a different thing. Like it becomes a very bad spiraling habit. And so with that being said, understanding how you budget your time is really important, especially because we are limited in how much time we now have. And I mean, we're limited in the time, considering the fact that there's a lot of things you can't do. There's a limit to what you can do. Take advantage of that time. Like, are you still getting up every day? Waking up at a decent time? Are you exercising? Are you reading? Are you, for me, I'm a Christian, like I said, so I pray. Are you praying? Are you actually meditating? Getting your mind right? Getting your mind clear? Are you feeding your mind junk? Are you looking at news, looking at radio, listening to the radio, listening to the TV, listening to social media, listening to all these other opinions? Or are you putting those aside and saying, what can I do to sharpen my mindset, to get my mind in a different place, to actually think differently, to do something different? different. I was listening to a book today, actually, and talked about how habitual a lot of things we do in our minds, and as a result of that habit, we don't change, and we wonder why our lives don't change, but our lives are a reflection of our thoughts, and our thoughts are a reflection of the things we do, and it's kind of a cycle. How do you change that? By introducing something new, by doing something completely different, by switching up that muscle. I used to do physical training, and a new thing has come out, another example of this, new thing has come out recently. You have all these kind of like P90X or P20X, where you have these exercise programs that come out now, and they do this high intensity, low time workout. So you end up working out for 25 minutes or 40 minutes or 30 minutes, whatever, and it's very high intense, and you're focusing your muscles and you're burning it out, and you're going and going and going, versus trying to go to the gym for 2 to 3 hours. You're hitting it really quickly. And what they do, if you've actually ever done Orange Theory, or if you've done any of these exercises or looked at any of these videos and stuff, what you'll realize is they take you, and instead of you doing the same routine every single time, they modify it. So you're not necessarily doing the same angle. You're doing a completely different angle, or you may be doing a completely different set of exercises. And what that does is it confuses the muscle. When you work out a muscle, after a period of time, the muscle is called muscle memory. That muscle becomes, it memorizes that motion, and it therefore understands it, and it becomes memory. Well, the mirror is repeated. The only way to then strengthen a muscle to get beyond that is to trick the muscle to do something completely new. And in doing the new thing, therefore, you actually work it out, and it actually decides it wants to grow. And that's how you grow muscles. Well, the same thing is with your mind. If you aren't introducing new information into your mind, and junk is not the same. Someone's opinion is not new information. That's junk. New information, you know, when you actually get an idea or insight of something, you can grab it, and it's like it transforms how you think. You know those moments, and that's something that you can do with your mind. While I'm harping on mind, this also has to do with money. If in these moments you have not sat down with yourself and put together a budget and said, how am I going to, I mean, most of us, I'm affected. I know plenty of people that are affected. They haven't been working for 2 to 3 months now. If you are not rethinking how you spend money, what are your bills, who do you owe, if you haven't called one of your credit card companies and negotiated potentially a new APR rate, as an example, or if you haven't, you know, if you have student loans and you're in the U.S. and you put this in forbearance, or you kind of put those so that they don't go into default, or, I mean, if you haven't talked to, if you're renting and you know, communicate with your landlord and say, hey, you know, I haven't been working for a couple of months, and as a result, money's kind of tight. Or if you have enough and you're saying, hey, I have enough, but I need to plan ahead so that I can continue having enough. If you haven't done any of those, let alone, I was talking to a friend the other day, and he's talking about how he wants to get into the stock market now because things are at an all-time low. And I'm like, oh, that's absolutely great. And it's one of those things, like, everyone says, oh, I should always get into the stock market. But again, that's planning, that's looking at things, and that's reevaluating things. If you are not doing that now, shame on you, right? Like, let's just be honest about it. Shame on you, because you're missing the opportunity of a lifetime to reset. Everyone's on an even playing field. The rich and the poor are both affected by this. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, it rains on the just and the unjust. This is a great example. The virus is no respecter of person, no respecter of race, no respect of creed or nationality. The only respecter that it is that can it live in you, and can it affect you, and can it then be passed on to someone else? That's the only thing I heard someone talking about. It's like, it's looking for hosts. And one of the ways that you can prevent yourself from being a host is, you know, build up your immune system such that when something comes in, your immune system actually is strong enough to attack it, to then defeat it. And therefore, you, one, don't get sick from it. But then two, you also can help prevent spreading it potentially. So, again, I go back to that saying, you know, if you're not doing it now, when else will you do it? When do you have the time to do it? So I would encourage you, I've gone through episodes before, but I have a couple of key things that I think will be mindful of being beneficial during this time that you can do. But just like going before, you know, get down and set a budget. If you want a budget, shoot me a message. You can go to minoritygiveback.com or go to my website as well and actually shoot me a message. Or hit me up on Twitter at eHarris04. And yeah, shoot me a message and ask me. I have a template that I've built. I've been using it for over 15 years. It has allowed me to pay down bills even now. I can give my own kind of testimony that even now, within the current situation that I'm in, not earning the money that I was used to making, I'm still able to, yeah, it's weird, but this is, I can definitely say this is God. I have been able to pay off two bills, even in this economy, in this environment. And no, I'm not striking rich. No, I don't have a ton of money, but because of budgeting, because of planning, I've been able to do that, and I'm thankful for it. And yet I know that it's a good way to be an example to say it can be done, that I know what it means, that I'm like, God, all right, how are you going to pay for this bill? I got this thing coming up. And he's like, in time and time again, he provides. And it's something that is very relevant. So I know that it can happen. So I have a template that I use. I hand it over. I got a couple of people that I'm going through financial courses with them on getting a budget set up, understanding how to tackle their bills and do things like that. And some of the basics, there's a lot of things that are basics that people just don't think about. Like I said, renegotiating your credit card interest rate, or actually looking at your expenses, figuring out which account, again, is the highest interest bearing account, and tackling that one first. I had a conversation with someone before, and it was like, why not do those things, right? And a lot of people have different reasons for them, and I can even say for myself, there have been moments where I've made decisions emotionally and not necessarily looking at the facts and saying, I want to do this. And that's a lot of the times we get into those situations where we owe more money or we buy something. It's an emotional thing. There's an emotional tie to it. And in reality, those things tend to weigh us down. So in this time frame, there's a lot of people that are going through this kind of big purge, and they're going through, they're cleaning out their closets, or they're going into their garage and they're saying, hey, how do I get rid of and throw these things away, et cetera, doing things like that. And I think that's a really great idea. I think the same thing should be said about our finances. Are we going in and doing a deep clean on our finances, not only just at our finances, but the information and how we understand and know or learn how money works? Money will not work the same as it used to. Most of these societies are built on debt. Most of these societies that we have, especially in the U.S., our economy is built on a very flawed system. And it is exposed. I mean, we know it. Everyone, there's a lot of people that know it. And yet, what we're doing is pumping more money into our economy here. I can't imagine what other economies are doing as well, but I know they're doing similar because they're trying to prop up an economy so that it works the way it used to. And what we found is that what used to work doesn't work for the majority anymore. That doesn't mean I'm on any side politically. I think it's flawed, but yet the systems are in place. And we need to be smart and diligent and have wisdom on how these systems work. Why? Because they are the systems that are in place. Unless you can change the system, learn the system that you're operating under, and actually utilize it. In the Bible, Jesus gave a very great example of that. They were walking along, and he gave one of his disciples a commandment, go pull up one of those fish, or go catch a fish, and in that fish you will find the taxes, and go pay the taxes. Jesus paid taxes. Why? Because he said, render to Caesar that which is Caesar's, and render to God that which is God, which means, like, there's an example of that, of giving tithe and actually being able to give to the ministry. But I say all that to kind of just encourage this time and moment presently, where we are today. If you need help, reach out for it. You should be learning a new skill. Not only that, you should be redoing your perspective of understanding of money. What does God say about money? What does God say about finances? What does God say about investing? And not only what does God say about it, but how do these systems really work? Understanding, are you looking at the stock market? Are you watching those things happen? Are you understanding how does commercial investing work? Or how does real estate investing work? Or how does investing in general work? I've given you, there's in a couple episodes, and I'm supposed to dive into it, and I'll do this on the next one. Invest in yourself. I cannot stress that even more. I'm looking at doing something specifically around that, where I help people, and I'm really interested with this, you know, for anyone and everyone that's listening, as my followers on this. I have a method or have an idea that will enable you to basically automatically set aside 10% of what you bring in, and a lot of people are like, wow, that's a lot or whatever, but it's really not. But set aside 10% first, and then out of that, that some of that will actually gain interest. And then what you would do is not only will you be saving by paying yourself first, but then you also be investing in some capacity with that and actually turning over and generating more income. So if you're interested in something like that, where you know you want some help in actually getting started with paying yourself first because you don't think you can do it, would love to chat with you about that and see what I can do to help set that up and see what the interest is out there. Because if there's, you know, if there's enough people that are interested in it, then it's definitely something worth putting a more structure around and actually implementing and seeing how it all affects everyone. Because I've done it and it's phenomenal. There are some numbers on it that imagine if you're getting money and you're paying, you know, getting say $2,000 a month and you paid yourself 10%, that's $200. $200 a month, that's $2,400 a year that you've paid, that you've made easily. Like, you just paid yourself $2,400 a year that can pay off a bill, that can go towards an investment. That's also potential, that's close to 3 months of, well, not close, that's close to 1 month rather, of your emergency fund as an example, things like that. So it's beneficial and helpful to do that. So just wanted to encourage you in doing those things. Really hope that you're taking this opportunity to, again, find time for yourself, reading more, studying more, pick up a course or something that you're interested in. A lot of these online programs are doing things for free now or giving free courses and things. If you're not on LinkedIn, I would suggest jump on LinkedIn. They have LinkedIn Learning out there. Not advertising any of those, but just saying those are avenues rather that I found that had free information or free things that are beneficial, especially from a career perspective. Other things, Coursera's out there. There's a few different platforms that I think are pretty helpful, and they're free, or they have free offerings. So be mindful of that. Check your subscriptions. Again, let's go back to the basics. I check my, even now, especially now with money being limited and things shut down, I check for anything and everything that's automatically billing. So I've turned off a few of my cards. I have banks that allow me to do to turn off my cards. So I've turned off a few, and I want to see some bills fail. Not on purpose. I can go in there and reactivate and pay it. But there's a couple of subscriptions that I may have forgotten, or they are annual in some way, and they may come due. And I'm not spending a ton of money, so this is not something that'll affect me really bad. But I want to make sure that I understand all of the things that are coming in. I shouldn't be bleeding money on subscriptions. For example, here's a really interesting example. I was traveling a ton last year. And so as a business expense, I got internet on the plane. So through GoGo in-flight Wi-Fi, I was paying for that. And that was a service about $49, $50 a month. And as you all know, that, I mean, most of the flights and stuff, unless you absolutely need to be flying, they're canceled. And I recently saw the charge come on my credit card, and I was like, whoa, didn't realize that. So immediately he was like, let me turn that off, but let me go to the service and cancel it. And what they did, they allowed me to suspend it, and they refunded me for the month, because I mean, reasonably, there was no reason why they should be charging any of their customers when no one's flying, really, right? So those things are being aware of that, because if you're bleeding money now, especially when money is tight, and you aren't aware of that, and for whatever reason, I missed putting that in my bill. I actually bought it on the plane because I needed to get some work done last year and never actually entered my budget. And it seems like that where it happened. And, you know, those things happen. Well, now I want to catch it. And I caught it, and now I entered that into my budget. Know that that's an expense that will come at some point when I reactivate that from traveling again. And I'm aware of that, so because I'm paying attention to it, I'm able to stop it. I don't necessarily bleed that out. I got the money back on my card, and you know, things are good. So are you doing those things? Are you actually looking at your monthly billing or your monthly bank statement to see where your money's going now? I hope you're doing that. And it's important. If you are, don't get discouraged. If you see things, you're like, man, I still got to pay these bills or whatever. Anything that you can suspend it. If you can turn it off, turn it off. If you don't, you know, whatever reason, like gym membership and things like that, if they have not already kind of canceled memberships for a while or prorated them or something like that, cancel them. You don't need them right now, especially if you can't go anywhere. And don't be afraid. Make a list of all the things you had and say, hey, you know, when this thing kicks back in, when the economy gets back going, everybody can move around, then I'll revisit those and see if you really need them. That's the whole point of doing this. Budgeting isn't restriction, it's guidelines. Budgeting is not about restricting you, it's about guiding you. Think of it as a map
that helps guide you towards the path of where you want to be, which is financial freedom and being able to understand how finances work. So I encourage you in all things. I hope that everyone's doing well, that you have resources and things that, you know, your bills aren't overwhelming you and you're not stressing or worrying about it. I really do pray that that's not the case. If it is, please reach out for help. There's people that are out there, there's government. I would say government, I'm not even really going to go to them, but there are programs and things that are in place that are at least attempting to help people out during this time. So definitely look for resources. If you need help with any of that, like I said, reach out to me. I've been sending information over to a few people that were in some really dire situations. Had to help a friend move recently, and that wasn't a real, like, it hit me home. It hit home for me when I saw that, and it was unfortunate that that happened to a church friend. But that's the reality, that sometimes people get caught into situations that aren't necessarily the best, but they got to plan and work through it, and they aren't alone. You're not alone. You're not the only one going through this. Thousands of others, there's many others. I myself is going through things as well, and so you're not alone. So I want to encourage you to stay up, stay strong, pour into your mind good things. Think of good things, find a good book or a good message or a good song. Like, change what you're putting in your brain. Think about your brain as another type of appetite, another food. Like, if you are eating just nothing but junk food right now, you're going to get sick, you're going to gain weight, and it's not going to be good. But think about your brain in the same way. If you're just pouring junk into there, all the stuff from the news media or social media or people's opinion, you're going to just have this really bad gut in your brain. It's not going to do anybody any good, especially not you. So I hope if you're listening to this, that this is something that's helpful. It's something that's giving you the encouragement to work out that brain, you know, to get smarter, to understand more, but most importantly, to put your faith and trust in God. I can't express that. Put your faith and trust in God for sure. But until next time, I do wish you well. Definitely hit me up with your questions. A lot of people have been asking me different questions, been addressing them. Investing is an interesting thing in this time. Be mindful of it. The markets are not strong. It's built on speculation. If you don't know what speculation is, look it up. It's not good. So be mindful of that. Yeah, there are advantages to things, but hey, I will not be, for one, personally, I will not be throwing a lot of money into the stock market because it is built on speculation and that can change. We've seen that drop literally in one day, drop more than 30%. And that money is just gone. Like, it's so crazy. It's like, it just disappears in thin air. It's speculation, and it's something that you should be aware of. So there are other safer alternatives right now, but there's a lot of people just not spending. They're saving and they're holding. So be mindful. What does that happen? How does that affect it? Is there a period of deflation or inflation? Like, are we entering? We're in a recession. That's definitely clear. If anyone told you that we are that your country, your economy is not in a recession, they're lying. This is definitely a recession by all intents, by the definition of, we are definitely in a recession, and things are looking close to coming into a depression. So look at what those economic terms mean. Start to understand and study those things and see, okay, what did people do the last time? What should you be preparing for? How can you prepare, etc.? So I wish you well on that. That may be a little bit of a homework assignment for you. So hope that helps. And most importantly, again, stay positive, stay up. How you think is everything. It is literally, it drives everything else. How you think is everything. And I do wish you well, and stay tuned for the next podcast. All right, have a good one.